Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Hop Along Cassidy. Original date is September 30th, 1950, and the title is Gunsmoke Rides the Stagecoach Trail. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Stagecoach Trail. In these early days of the West, the common way to travel is by stagecoach. It's generally a long, hot trip with no excitement, unless a hold-up man decides to stop the stage and liven things up by robbing the strong box and the passengers. Well, in our story today, Driver Corrigan of the Ridge City-bound stage has just looked down the barrel of a six-gun as the stage was relieved of the mine payroll. When the gunman departed, Corrigan whipped up his horses and raced the remaining 2 miles into Ridge City.
Oh, oh, you critters. Well, get the sheriff quick. The stage has been held up.
Oh, where?
About a mile back, took the whole darn payroll.
How many of them?
Just one of them.
You mean he took the mine payroll?
Every red cent of it, the varmint.
Corrigan, what's happened?
Held up. Got held up. Umbre with a handkerchief over his face and a black hat.
Horse?
Didn't see none. Only thing I noticed was that gun barrel. Looked like a stovepipe to me.
Got an idea how he looked?
Well, he's about your size, Bert. Black hat, and I noticed when he turned sideways, had red hair hanging out from under his hat.
Redhead, eh?
Yeah.
Hear that, fella?
Hear that, Nestor Pritchard.
Out near the bar, Corny.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, well, let's go get him, huh?
Yeah, before he mooses with the payroll.
Yeah, he's got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, how about the sheriff?
We don't need the sheriff. It's our money, ain't it?
Well, that's right.
Seems like you're all beset and pinning it on the Nestor.
What do you mean by that, Corrigan?
Well, lots of fellas his size and your size.
We're wasting time, boys.
Sure, come on.
You're right. We'll be heading for the open spaces if we blab around here.
Well, we got the law here, Bert. Government will send a man.
I ain't asking the law to collect my pay. I can do it myself. Come on, boys. We'll clean out this Nestor spread once and for all.
Gunsmoke Rides the Stagecoach Trail. The stagecoach running into Ridge City has been held up by a lone gunman, and the payroll for the mines, about $20,000, was taken. When the driver reported the holdup, the miners decided from the description that the gunman is a red-headed Nestor by the name of Pritchard. Tempers flare, and the miners, led by Bert Neal, ride to the Nestor's ranch house. Hopalong Cassidy, unaware of what's happening at the neighboring ranch, is on the porch of the Bar 20 talking with a gentleman.
So I told Judge Dawes I'd convey his greetings to you, Mr. Cassidy. That I have done. And I would appreciate your being my guest for dinner soon at my hotel.
Hotel? But Mr. Butterfield, no friend of Judge Dawes, stays at a hotel when they're this close to the Bar 20.
The judge told me you would say exactly that, Mr. Cassidy. But I'm used to being alone.
You can be to yourself here, sir. And you'd like it a lot better than the Ridge Hotel. Nobody to bother you, lots of sun.
I'm afraid you make it impossible for me to do other than accept your hospitality, Mr. Cassidy.
That's good. California will be back from town any minute now.
Professional man leads a stilted life. Very stilted, sir.
We don't ask a man his business around here, Mr. Butterfield, but I take it you're a lawyer.
For 15 years, I had my own office. Buried my nose in law books, working day and night to build a future. Only to have it crushed about my ears.
Mining?
No, it was a young woman. I'd hope would be Mrs. Butterfield. Ah, but come, let's not be morbid. That's the past. I'm living now for the future, Mr. Cassidy.
That's the way to look at it. A month or so here in the sun, good food and friends, and you'll be a new man, Mr. Butterfield.
If you're sure that I won't be...
Let's not say another word.
I've left my bag at the hotel.
California can get it for you later this evening.
You're very kind.
Here comes California now.
My, what a remarkable horseman.
Something's wrong, or he wouldn't be riding that way.
Huffy, the stage has been held up.
Well, don't lose your breath.
The fella with red hair took the whole darn payroll, every cent of it.
Oh, back up just a minute. Where's your manners, California? We have company.
You know, they're saying Red Pritchard, the Nestor, is the varmint.
California.
Excuse me, Huffy.
Meet Mr. Butterfield, friend of Judge Dawes up in Crescent.
Howdy. Bert Neal's heading a bunch of miners and rannies out to Pritchard's place.
What for?
Smoke him out. Looks like trouble.
Where's your law?
He's out of town.
Mob rule is bad rule, Mr. Cassidy.
I know Red Pritchard. He's a nester, but not a bandit. You make yourself at home, Mr. Butterfield. This goes too far. It may be plain murder. We're not too late.
Well, maybe not. Maybe Red's holding them off.
Come on, we gotta stop this.
Yeah, well, don't look like he's here, is he, Bert?
I'll smoke him out with this six gunner. My name ain't Bert Neal.
Sure would be bad if he weren't the hombre.
Then why don't he come out and say so?
Looks like he's waiting for our next move.
What's going on here, Bert?
The boys want to burn Pritchard out.
I knew this Nestor was no good.
No man's got a right to do his own lawmaking.
He took the whole payroll from the stage. My money and everybody else's. We got a right to get it back.
Were you on the stage?
Well, no.
Did you see the holdup?
Now, look, Cassidy.
But you're sure Red Pritchard's the bandit?
The boys think so. He's got red hair, headed this way.
Better call him off, Bert.
So, you're siding with the Nestor?
I'm saving you a lot of trouble.
Mighty nice of you. But you or nobody else is going to back this Nestor.
That's where you're wrong, Bert.
If he's so all-fired innocent, why don't he come out?
And run into a bullet?
Put up them six guns and he'll come out.
I'll give my word he will, Bert.
Well, all right, Cassidy. We'll try it your way. And if it don't pan out, we're doing it our own way.
What's your life going to do?
Men, just a minute.
Yeah, well, all right.
I'm going in and bring Red Pritchard out. I don't want any gunfight.
Bring him, Bert. Yeah, come on, get him out.
And, Bert, if any harm comes to Hoppy, I'm a putting daylight through you.
There won't be no trouble unless Red starts it.
There won't be any trouble. Any that I can't handle. Just don't get careless with that six-shooter, Bert.
I'm a-watching that, Hoppy. Of course, maybe it'd be better if I kind of sided you to the port.
Now, you stay here, California. This is a job for one man. Richard, it's Cassidy. Hop along, Cassidy. I'm not here to make trouble. I'm here to settle this trouble without gunfire.
Mr. Cassidy, they're going to kill Paul.
Now, Mary Lou, calm down a bit.
They'll kill me. They hate it.
Oh, now, let's settle down. Nobody's going to kill anybody.
Close the door. They'll get me.
They don't want you, Mary Lou. They want to talk to your pa. Where is he?
I won't tell you. They'll never find him.
And there's no way I can help him.
He heard that they was riding out after him. Oh, but he didn't steal nothing, Mr. Cassidy. Paul wouldn't do nothing like that.
It doesn't matter what I think, nor you, Mary Lou. Unless your pa talks to them, no telling what'll happen.
They'll gun Paul down.
Then tell me where he is, and I'll promise I'll see him alone.
Ain't nobody I'd tell, Mr. Cassidy. Unless it was you. You've been good to Paul.
Then quickly, Mary Lou, where is he?
Back up in the draw. In the old mine shaft.
Thanks. Now, don't worry anymore.
Oh, Mr. Cassidy.
Help Pritchard get away.
Keep your hand away from that six-gun, Curly.
Why, you saddle-stooped old...
Come on, Curly. Go get the trigger happy and we'll all be hanged bound.
A man ain't guilty till the judge and jury says he is.
A Nestor ain't a man.
Where's Red?
Shut up, Curly. I'll do the blabbering.
Bert, Red's gone.
See, like I told you, we've been tricked.
I told you if he was in the house, I'd bring him out.
Cassidy, somebody's in that house.
Red's daughter. Kids.
Daughter? That's how we could find Red. We can get the daughter and
anyone home. Bothers that girl answers to me.
Hold your tongue, Curly. We ain't aiming to harm no woman. We just want our pay money.
And we aim to get it.
Stand back where you are, Curly. Hoppy's hearing is good.
Bert, send these men home. The sheriff wants to deputize you men, then it's legal. But this way I'll get nothing but trouble.
Well, maybe you're right, Cassidy.
You ain't stopping us. If he ain't here, we'll ride till we find him.
Well, that's... Yeah, we'll smoke out the net. Come on, let's go.
I'm so hungry I could eat a three-day-old flapjack.
I know. I haven't thought much about food, California.
Well, now, there ain't nothing more you can do until later, Hop. You just stop worrying.
All those folks at the mine with no pay and Red Pritchard up in that draw someplace, hiding like a hunted animal.
Well, yeah. Hoppy, look, over yonder.
What?
Sound asleep in the hammock, Mr. Butterball.
Butterfield, California.
Oh, yeah, Butterfield, Oh, poor feller. He'd have had more company at the hotel.
Well, well, I've been waiting for you.
Sorry, Mr. Butterfield. You'll have to excuse us for being late.
Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. I've been having the time of my life. I hope you won't mind my trying my hand at cooking.
Food?
Yes, I took the liberty of preparing a meal when it got late, and I...
Good. You have no idea how good this is going
to
taste.
It wasn't much to get, Mr. Buttercup, but...
Butterfield, California.
How droll. Judge Dawes knew what he was about when he advised my looking you up. I'm warning you. I'm not too much of a...
Yeah. The first time I had enough to eat for a week.
California. Your mouthful.
I know. I filled it.
I didn't do so badly for a bachelor, huh?
If you ever decide to cook for a career, let us know.
Well, Hoppy, better be riding back in the draw. Got lots to do yet tonight.
Must you go again?
Won't be long. Maybe you can find a book or something.
Oh, now, don't concern yourself with my welfare. I'll find lots to do to keep busy.
We'll go in town tomorrow and make up for this, Mr. Butterfield.
Oh, tish tosh. But isn't riding at night dangerous back in the draw? Horse might stumble, you know?
Well, we just ride to the peak and then foot it down to the shed.
You know where everything is, Mr. Butterfield. If we're late, just get a good night's sleep. No telling what time we'll get back.
Good evening, Curly, my boy. I have news of great importance for you.
Cut out that fancy palaver, Jinx.
If you ever mention Jinx again, you swine, I'll slit your throat.
Well, now, I didn't mean no harm.
We've got to work fast. Cassidy and that stupid cowpoke, California, are meeting this nester.
When?
Right now. You know where the draw is?
Sure do.
Mine shaft near it?
No, right where it is.
Did you plant the paper bands off that money?
Out near the nester's fence.
Good. We've got to beat Cassidy to the shaft and keep that nester out of sight until we make one more stage grab.
How about Cassidy? He's a tough hombre.
Dead men aren't tough men.
You mean...
You see this little .45 bullet? All polished up?
I see it. What's it for?
When you bid farewell to your host, you always leave him a little gift of appreciation. I'm leaving this. Right in his back.
A holdup has occurred in Ridge City, and the stage robbed of the $20,000 mine payroll. Some hot-blooded miners accuse the nester, Red Pritchard, of being the gunman. Meantime, a cultured gentleman named Butterfield arrives at the Bar 20, saying that he is a great friend of Hoppy's pal, Judge Dawes. So, Hoppy has offered him the usual Cassidy hospitality. But now we learn that the visitor is a very much wanted holdup man, and is working with the miner, Curly. They're edging their way toward the old mine shaft where the nester is hiding.
How'd you find out where the nest is hiding?
That overfed underbrain California let it drop.
Sure was a smart thing, you moving in there. And then telling you everything you want to know.
Yes, it takes real brains to keep the law off for 7 years.
Now, take it easy. Right across the creek there.
Mm-hmm.
Up about 60 feet. An old mine shaft. Must be the one.
And we're here ahead of Cassidy.
Good. How are we going to get over there?
You fool, we don't go over there.
Huh?
Then we don't leave prints. I'm using this rifle. I practice by shooting hummingbirds at 1,000 feet.
Yeah, I've seen you do it.
Now stay behind this boulder. You can see when he moves around back in there. That opening behind him silhouettes him perfectly.
How long are you staying around, Jinx? I mean Butterfield.
One more payroll. Then back to Kansas City.
I gotta lay low for a while after you get...
You will.
Huh?
Wait.
There he is. In that open.
You can hardly see back in there.
I see good enough.
You got him. He's down.
Of course. I never miss. Convenient, isn't it? To have that dead Nestor take the blame for two holdups. I wish it weren't quite so simple. I'm getting a little bored.
Fellas like as not to break his neck if that moon weren't out.
Not much further now, California. The mine entrance is just around these rocks.
Did you know something, Hoppy? I don't think Red Pritchard had one darn thing to do with that stage order.
It's not for us to judge.
Oh, but gosh, 10,000. That'd buy a whole room full of meatballs with grain oozing out under the eaves.
Yeah. Careful now. We'll drop down the ledge.
Maybe we'd better let him know who we are. If he's scared, like as not, he'll be a shooting.
That's a good idea. Better call in to him.
Red?
Come on in, all of you. I'll blast every last one of you. Come on.
Back, California.
Oh, get in, you yellow-livered coyotes. I've given you death.
He's down, Hoppy. What's wrong with him?
It's Cassidy, Red.
He ain't moving.
Come on, California, he's hit.
I think he's breathing. Someone beat us here.
He looks like he caught it in the shoulder.
Well, I'll tie up the wound and stop that bleeding.
Gotta get home, boys. Mary Lou's alone. Let me go.
Take it easy, Red. It's Cassidy.
Cassidy? And I was thinking you was my friend.
Oh, we are, Red. We just found you this way.
How do you feel, Red?
Our shoulder's doing some throbbing.
You just got creased, Red.
You feel up to leaving here?
Where are you taking me?
The only place I know is safe for you is the Bar 20. You'd be mighty hard to take out of there.
It seems like we should let the sheriff know about Red. That we got him out here in our barn.
There's plenty of time for that. We want whoever winged Red to believe he's dead. Maybe he'll show his hand.
Oh, I see what you mean. I ain't saying a word to nobody about where he is. Even if they cut out my tongue.
I know that, California. I'm going to need all the help you can give me. Because I've got a feeling that something's going to happen. And right soon.
You know, I feel plumb ashamed treating Mr. Butterfield the way we've been doing.
Well, you got it right this time. We'll make it up once we get time.
Well, well, glad you're back. Won't you join me in a game of pinochle?
Sure like to, Mr. Butterfield, but I'd better get washed up a bit.
Your sleeve. Are you hurt, Mr. Cassidy?
Hurt?
Blood.
What happened?
Oh, I know. When we moved to Nestor, we got blood on us.
Great Scott, you mean something happened to the poor man? Is there no law, no protection?
He's all right now. Don't let it upset you, sir.
They ain't finding him where he is now.
I must say you're a friend in need, Mr. Cassidy. I know a little about treating a wound, you know.
No, he's resting very well. You're here to enjoy yourself.
Well, you know best, of course. I couldn't induce you to play a little pinochle in?
Oh, we don't play much cards. I'm a poor loser myself.
You're a poor loser. You're nothing like Judge Dawes. Well, I played pinochle all evening with him. Just $1 a game, and how he complained when he lost. Oh,
Mr. Butterfield, I hope you understand why we can't spend more time with you.
Perfectly, indeed I do. Well, I feel a little fresh air would do me a world of good. You'd like to join me, Mr. Cassidy?
Well, not right now. Maybe later.
Well, I won't be long. Don't worry about me at all. I'll be all right.
It's fixing to get dark. Don't get lost.
I won't go far.
Well, I'd better get cleaned up, California. I have some riding to do.
Riding?
Yeah. Forgot to get a couple of things in town. Won't take me over an hour or two. You stay around and keep an eye on Red Pritchard.
Oh, shucks, Hoppy. We can't keep Red in a hay barn long with his shoulder like that.
I'll have a talk with the doc in town and be right back.
Oh, darn, you ain't gonna get much sleep, Hoppy.
I've got a feeling that you're not too far wrong, California.
Butterfield, what are you busting in my cabin for? What's wrong?
Plenty, Curly.
Cassidy catching on?
Not Cassidy, it's the Nestor.
The Nestor.
I missed my shot at him.
How do you know?
Cassidy and that cowpoke friend of his brought the Nestor to the ranch. Blood on both of them.
Maybe he's hit so bad he can't talk.
I don't think so.
Well, what are we going to do?
There's only one thing to do. Kill the Nestor before he talks.
It spoils our next grab with him being found.
There isn't going to be any next grab, Curly. Now, I may have to leave rather sudden, so get out that $10,000 and I'll take my half.
I'm leaving with you.
You're doing no such thing. You're still following orders.
But I ain't going to... Butterfield, that six gun.
I say you're still following orders.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to ride in, round up those miners, get them in a hating mood, and bring them out to the bar 20.
And get the Nestor.
Get him if you have to burn the barn down.
Barn?
In the hay barn. I scouted the barn while taking a short walk for air. Thought I've heard someone mooning.
You know what you're asking me to do, don't you?
What do you mean?
Cassidy's bad medicine. I ain't tangling with him.
You don't have to. I'll be there. Incite the miners to rush the barn.
And then?
Take the Nestor out legal-like. Start for town with him, fair trial and all that.
But he'll swear he didn't do it.
Certainly. The answer to it is this. He's not going to get to town.
Bushwhack him?
How crude. Of course not. He tried to escape and the boys had to shoot. Simple.
I'm darn glad you're on my side, Butterfield.
Now let's split the money, then get to town and stir up the miners and ride for that Nestor.
Feeling better, Red?
I sure do. Nice of Doc to come clear out here just for me.
Oh, shucks. Doctors don't ask who's sick or hurt.
Isn't there any way I can take my father home, Mr. Cassidy?
Not yet, Mary. It isn't safe.
Darned if I wouldn't like to get that gunsel in my sight. I'm making Red suffer like this.
I don't think Red will have to stand it much longer.
Did you hear that, Daddy? Oh, how wonderful to be like we was. I can't stand it. You're being hunted like an animal.
Well, he's safe for the time being.
I hear riders.
I know. I expected it.
Hmm? You expected it?
My gun, Hopalong. I can still shoot.
Stay where you are, Red. Don't come out. Mary, you stay here, too.
Oh, Daddy.
We have to leave you, but stay where you are. Come on, California. Now, we'll take our stand in front of this door, California. Two against that mob. You know what it'll mean if they take Red Pritchard.
Now back to Hopalong Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy, we come to get the fellow who robbed us of our payroll.
Meaning who?
Meaning the Nestor, Red Pritchard. We know he's here.
Yeah, we know he's here.
How do you know he's here?
Keeping talking ain't gonna stop us, Cassidy. Now move aside. We're going in.
Come ahead, Curly. You boys heard Curly say he's going in?
And we say he ain't.
Make your move, Curly.
Well, are we going to wait all night, boys? Let's get on with the work.
Maybe you're wrong, Curly. Maybe the Nestor ain't.
He's in that barn, and he's coming out if we have to burn it down. We want him that robbed us.
I don't blame you for that, Curly. And I'm going to give him to you.
Oh, what's that, Hoppy? Are you loco?
I mean just what I said.
Well, I don't understand.
Then hand him over, and let's get him in jail.
Ready for anything now, California.
Great Scott, Mr. Cassidy. What's the row?
The boys want the hold-up artist.
Then in heaven's name, why don't you give him to them?
I'm going to do just that, Jenks.
What, puppy?
All right, stay back, Curly. Something's funny here.
Shooting a man in cold blood, Cassidy.
Jenks is all right. He'll have a sore hand for a while.
But, Hoppy, doggone it, I don't...
There's your stage robber, boys. Take him in. I got plenty of proof.
They're taking you too, Curly. I'll not go alone.
Oh, get him, boys. Stop Curly. He's in on this boat. I'll take care of him.
I'll remember this, and someday I'll even the score. We'll meet again.
You can drop the dramatics, Butterfield. The only thing you'll meet is a hang noose.
That's right. Come on, Butterfield. And no funny.
All right, I'll go, but don't worry. I'll get in.
Well, now, don't you sit there grinning like a chassis cat, Hoppy. You know darn well you got some explaining to do.
Yeah, I guess I have, California. It was the telegram.
Hmm? What telegram?
I sent a telegram to Judge Dawes when I went in for the doc.
I thought you was gone a long time just to get Doc.
Judge Dawes said he never heard of Butterfield, but to check and see if my description didn't fit a fellow by the name of Jenks.
Well, I know, Hoppy, but how did you know to send a telegram to Judge Dawes? Darned if I suspicioned anything wrong.
Well, you see, California, Butterfield slipped when he mentioned Pinochle. The judge hates cards like a rattlesnake. Never played a hand in his life.
Curse Dam.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.